Hi, this is Karin Weiss and welcome to the Medicus Mundi Switzerland Health for All podcast. And today we talk with Justyna Wydrinska, who is a Polish abortion rights activist and a doula that accompanies women throughout abortions. She's one of the four founders of Abortion Dream Team, an activist collective that campaigns against abortion stigma in Poland and offers trainings and non-judgmental advice on how to get a safe abortion. And she's the first abortion rights activist in Europe to be convicted for aiding in helping a woman get an abortion. How that happened will Justyna tell us shortly. Hi Justyna, I'm delighted to have you as my guest on this podcast, Health for All.
Thank you very much for the invitation, and I'm very proud to be a part of this podcast.
Let's dive right into your current situation. You were found guilty of aiding an abortion, and you were sentenced to 8 months of community service in March 2023. In short, what exactly did you do?
I shared my own abortion pills I have for my self-use to a woman who couldn't go abroad because of many things, because of a COVID situation, because it was in February 2020, because of the home violence, because of her health issues. I decided to share those pills because her story was very similar to my own private story, because I always also was in unwanted pregnancy, close to 12 weeks, having kids and living with a violent partner. So I wanted her to have decision in her life, which she can make and decide about her life, about being free from many things, from this pregnancy, from violent partner. But also I do this support every day. Because of this situation and this story, I wanted to show the other, her also, but also to myself, that there are solutions in when you face sometimes problems with getting access to abortion. There are people who can help you. And having other person is also a human act. So when you don't see any other solutions, you have to do things like this. So I did it. I shared the abortion pills.
And what happened? Why did it come out?
Because this partner somehow got information that she's waiting for appeals, and he called the police, and police came to the house and took those pills when she took them from the post office. So this is how they got to me, because on the envelope was written my phone number.
So Justyna, you're working for abortion rights in Poland. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Of course I can. In 2019, my original organization, Women on the Net, and Abortion Dream Team, who I'm also a member, we started a new initiative, Abortion Without Borders. We launched this initiative in 2019. And this is the initiative which helped people not only getting information about access to abortion, but also helping those who cannot afford the cost when they want to travel abroad, when they are above 12 weeks and need abortion in the clinics. So we can help logistically, we can help financially, we can pay for abortions for those who cannot pay 1,000 euro for a procedure. And this is the initiative in last years started to help not only people living in Poland, but also living in other European countries who are above the limit in their country of legal abortion and still need abortion. And we have a call from France, from Belgium, from Germany, from people who are above the limit of access to abortion in their countries, especially in the second trimester, and needs the Abortion Without Borders network to help them to get access in other countries, mostly in Netherlands, because their abortion is legal up to 22 weeks without giving any reasons. We have this possibility to organize this. We have this possibility to pay. So all the our finances are coming from the small donations from people all over the world. This can support us to pay for somebody's abortions.
What is the chance that you can win your court case?
It depends. As my lawyer says, we have this small win about the opposition, which won the election. And they build a new government soon. But the problem is that we still have the same law, which criminalizes those who help in abortion. And the Polish court is recognizing also those who share abortion pills as those who help. We will still have the same national prosecutor. The judges who were nominated politically, they will be in the court still. So to be honest, I don't know if Court of Appeal will keep the same verdict or decrease it. I don't really know. I don't know who will be my judge in my case in the Court of Appeal. I even don't know the date. Hard to predict right now and say what the situation will be, because it depends on the political situation in the Polish government.
Does it make you nervous?
No, it doesn't make me nervous. I think I was prepared to receive guilty verdict, because I knew from the very beginning that this case is political. We observed the prosecution behave. I knew that the interest from outside of Poland was so huge. And I have to say thank you for all of those who wrote those letters sent by Amnesty International to court. Those European MPs who signed the petition to drop the charges, UN commissioners who sent a letter to Polish government to drop the charges, like many organizations who sent amicus curiae to the court. This influence was so big that they didn't want to make me a victim of the Polish jurisdiction system, which is a mess right now. Then they gave me limiting freedom by the social service to say, okay, she's guilty, but you know, the punishment's not very high. I will do this social service and will do it with proud. And actually, I am doing this social service from 17 years. Doing it because of our government is making it's not helping women with access to abortion. So I am doing this instead of Polish government. They should assign my work as a social service, because it's actually a social service. All the doctors should do what I am doing. Giving information is not a crime, but they are so afraid about investigating on this ground, but because of giving information, that they're rather silent than helping other person to receive information, medical information about abortion.
Poland's abortion legislation is among the most restrictive in Europe. Currently, abortions under the scope of the health system are only permitted on two grounds: when the pregnancy endangers the life or health of the pregnant woman, and when it is the result of a rape or incest. Why has Poland become so restrictive?
It is coming from 70s, 80s, 90s, when we've been changing the system from communist to democratic, because of the famous John Paul II, who was a Polish pope. He helped a lot Polish society to fight with the communism, not only being supportive, but also with money. So when the revolution has happened and we had the first democratic government, they have to give something in return to this pope. And he was very, very anti-abortion person. The one only situation was to give the women's rights, the abortion rights back. So this is why they changed, they banned abortion in 93. What they did actually, they banned abortion in the Polish healthcare system, leaving those situations. They didn't punish women in the Polish penal code. Those who want to do abortion in Poland, they are not prosecuted at all. when Polish government recognized that she was somehow helped, they wanted to punish me. But I don't agree with this law. I really don't agree because it's very old law. I am a source of information. I give them possibility to decide and have this power to decide about their lives. This is not helping. I was not doing the abortion. She was able to do it and decide about this, not me.
Why is access to safe abortion important for women?
Because of many things. In general, this is the right. Everybody can have this possibility to decide about anything. In many countries, the abortion rights are regulated somehow. But this is a normal procedure, normal medical procedure. And only this one medical procedure have in every European country, and not only European, has its own regulations. Why we want to have a control over somebody's body? Why we want to influence, why the government wants to have this influence over our bodies? Why? This is the power. This is the power how governments want to control our lives, our bodies, and decide about different things about women and about pregnant people. I really don't agree with this. If this is a medical procedure, we should treat it as a medical procedure, not giving rules to this, because this is our right to have this. And if we have a possibility to decide, then we have a power in our hands. This is the thing.
How come the pro-life movements have become so strong in intimidating SRHR activists who fight for the rights of women and men and young people?
I can say about the Polish anti-abortion movement, we know there is a research and reports that they've been financed by Russian and US money. They've been working many years on abortion rights and banning and having this influence on politicians, on government. They are, especially in Poland, they are lawyers who know the rules. They use the public information to have this, to build a fear over the politicians, over the doctors, even over the people. They wanted to also have this influence in my case. This anti-abortion organization invited themselves to my court case as an organization with the social, representing a society. What was funny and not funny in this, they wanted to represent a fetus and the fetus successors. And the problem was that the fetus in Poland doesn't have any rights, legal rights. It's not protected. There was no fetus in my case because there was no abortion. Police took the pills and abortion hadn't been done. This judge led this organization to be a part in this court case. This is how they work. They know how to play with these rules. They use it to be visible, to show themselves, to show the power. And yes, if you are a normal person, you would afraid this kind of organization. You would afraid a lawyer who can drag you through many situations and make a lot of fear in you. So this is how they work. They build a fear around the people. And when you fear, you stop acting.
But they didn't stop you.
No, they didn't stop me because I'm doing my job for 17 years. And I also have this abortion experience. And I am a person who can stand in front of them and say, yes, I have had abortion. And you can say many things about me, but I'm not ashamed of my own abortion. You can not ashamed me. So this is the moment they lose their power.
What is your motivation and reason to fight back and support women in getting safe abortion and risking your life?
This is because my own abortion. I still remember how I was afraid, how many myths I have in my head about abortion. It was in 2006. I've been in my home with my three kids alone, and I was so afraid about this heavy bleeding. I was using pills, and there was a lot of bad things in the internet about pills, because there was a lot of misinformation made by anti-abortion activists in the internet. So I was afraid about losing conscious, because I was afraid of heavy bleeding. And oh my God, I didn't learn my kids how to call for the ambulance. Maybe I will like fall down in the toilet. I'll be closed in this, so that my kids could not open the door. But nothing like this happened. Really, it was very physically easy. I was with my kids, watching movie, dancing, playing, smiling, and we have a lot of fun. And among of this, I had my own abortion. So, like, have this experience about medical abortion at home. I have to share this. I have to share it, like, to other women who was also so afraid like I was. And for me, it was very important to be able to read other women's stories about how it was. You know, this is the same when you give a birth. You want to know how other women went through this. And I really wanted to read these stories, but they were not, like, not at all, any. And I started to share this. I built a blog. I met a lot of other women like I was at the time. And we started to share our, like, what we went through. Then we realized, okay, we have to have our, like, safe space, because we have a lot of feelings around this. And there is a mixture of feelings. Sometimes we regret, sometimes we are feeling happy, and we are not feeling guilty in the same time. So we decided that we will build an online forum for all of us, and we will be inviting those who want to use abortion pills to support them with this secured space. And it happened, we did it. And this forum is still existing. And we support women when they are not supported in their homes, they are not supported by their friends. We give them virtual hearts and souls in the moment they need somebody to be close.
Global evidence demonstrates that restricting abortion with laws does not lead to fewer abortions, but to an increase in unsafe abortions and preventable maternal deaths and a disability. So hearing these stories and knowing how important it is to defend and improve sexual and reproductive rights, what needs to be done to counteract these movements?
One success we have in the history of abortion is the abortion pills, because this is a tool of power, really tool of power. And we have this example in Poland. Because we can use abortion pills, we can order them, we can do self-managed abortion at home, controlled by a doctors. This method is recommended by World Health Organization. They openly say every person can use them, self-use those pills up to 12 weeks. We know that when you have free access to pills, you can decide on every moment about using those pills. And you don't have to ask a partner, you don't have to ask a parent, you don't have to ask doctor for any permission if you have access to pills. So I think the one thing, like the biggest thing we have to accept, is that pregnant person can have this possibility to decide at every moment about abortion, but they have to have access to it. We need doctors only in a situation of complications and when we are above 12 weeks. In second and third trimester, where are some complications, fetal abnormalities, the pregnancy is bigger, and we really need doctors at this moment. But up to 12 weeks, we don't need anybody to control us, anybody.
If you had a wish to make this world a better place, what would it be?
Wow! This is, you know, I'm very pragmatic and very practical. There will be no ideal place. We have to live where we are. and we have to deal with the things we have. But it's, of course, it's love to have a dreams. For me, when we talk about women's rights, I think we should have more power in our hands. If it's possible, more independency on every step of our life, moments, decisions, and the equal rights men have.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast Health for All.
Thank you very much.
This was the Medicus Mundi Switzerland Health for All podcast with Gachin Weiss. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on our website. To spread the message, please leave a comment on our website, share, and like it. This was another episode of the new season on the fight against the growing movement of anti-choice, anti-SRHR, and anti-gender movements. Stay tuned and watch out for the next episode.